Instructions for stage 3. In this stage, you will perform the task in each round with a co-participant from your group or the other group. The co-participant you are matched with is randomly determined in each round. The color of each participant's group will be indicated by the color figures on the screen. There are 20 rounds in this stage. In each task, one participant will choose first, followed by the other participant who will choose next. You will be randomly allocated the role of either first mover or second mover. Your role will be stated at the top of your screen and will remain the same throughout the stage. You will be paid for the experimental points that you have earned in one randomly determined round of this stage. Each point is worth $0.2. You will not know which round this is until the end of the experiment. In each round, you and your co-participants have to choose between two actions, A or B. You will not know the action chosen by your co-participant. Each participant will earn a number of points depending on the choices of both participants. These points are presented in decision tables and could change across rounds. It is therefore important to view the table anew in each round. An example of a decision table for a first mover is shown in Figure 1. For each combination of actions, points assigned to you will always appear in bold and italics. How to read a decision table? Please refer to Figure 1 as an example. If you both choose A, you earn 1 point and your co-participant earn 2 points. If you choose A and your co-participant choose B, both earn 3 experimental points each. If you choose B and your co-participant choose A, you earn 4 points while your co-participant earns 5 points. If you and your co-participant choose B, you earn 6 points while your co-participant earns 7 points. How to make decisions? If you are the first mover, you must choose between A or B in each round. To choose an action, click on either button A or button B. Figure 1 shows an example of a task for a first mover who belongs to your group paired with a second mover whose group color is unknown. If you are the second mover, you must choose between A or B for each of the two possible situations arising from the first mover's choice of A or B in each round. That is, the second mover must make a choice for each of the two possible situations. Figure 2 shows an example of a task for a second mover who belong to your group paired with the first mover whose group color is unknown. Control questionnaire 2. We ask you to answer a brief questionnaire for the purpose of checking whether you have understood the instructions in stage 3. Please press next to view the control questionnaire 2.